Oh my God, I should
have headphones.
Oh, here we go. Now we gotta wait for Ted. Now we're just gonna sit here. Da, 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 da. He has only one job, and that's to bring in his headphones. He has only one job, and that's to bring in his headphones. Da, da, da,
da, da. Let's go. Hey, Miles, podcasting's like broadcasting. You need headphones.
And I'm keeping all of this in.
Yeah. Well, when I walked over.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, what's that? When you walked over what?
I said, when I walked in, I just looked at the door and saw you talking. I was like, is he just talking S?
Oh, no, I was just singing my song about how you only had one job, and that's to bring in headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Ted? You know, Steve, just doing my job. One thing at a time.
That's right.
Doing the best that you can.
Woo!
I get it, man. The rain's out today. Everybody's in a funk. You know what? Today I feel all right.
Do you?
Yeah. Mixed Fest was a lot of fun, and then I played soccer on Sunday. Today I got like a full like workout in and stuff. Like,
nice.
I feel like I'm back today.
Yeah, dude. After Mixed Fest, I was hurting bad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have a wife who likes to get up early, who doesn't really have any sympathy when her husband gets S-faced the night before and party buses it up and doesn't get home till like 3:30 in the morning. And, you know, it's like around 6:30, 7 in the morning, and she's got no problem turning on the lights.
Oh.
You know, maybe vacuuming, making some noise, reminding me that, hey, you got to still be around when I get home with the groceries. Help me get them out of the car at around 9 in the morning. And
be around? Where are you going to go?
I wasn't going to leave the bed. That's where I was going.
I know.
Dude, I set like 6 alarms at like 8:50, 8:52, 8:54. Because I was like, my wife is very cool. She does not care about me having late nights. You know, Sid.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't care. She gives me a hard time. And I think there's a little bit of an evil side to her that likes to wake me up.
Oh, yeah.
But if I'm not up when she gets home to bring in the groceries, then that kind of will dictate how the rest of the day will go.
Oh.
So I was like, if I didn't do anything crazy the night before and I overslept, she'd give me a hard time. But the fact that I had a late night, you know, boozed it up.
Yeah.
And if I overslept, she would have probably been a little annoyed with me, because I knew, like, look, if I could just get through the groceries, sit through the Hawks game, I'm in the clear for the rest of the day.
Could you nap during the Hawks game?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Thankfully. Fell asleep a little bit in the beginning and woke up when they started playing well again.
All right.
Yeah, but then after that, I was out cold for the rest of the day. Started feeling normal again yesterday, but then had a late band practice because we got a show at the Tulalip Casino this Saturday night with Superfecta.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be a lot of fun. So come and hang out with us. I'm very, very excited about that. We're going to be performing with Tristan again, Travis's son.
Oh, excellent.
So that's going to be super fun, and hopefully people come out and celebrate. How about this? Superfecta, a bunch of young dudes, right?
Right.
It's their 20-year anniversary show.
That's crazy.
I know. I think they might have started when they were 11.
Yeah, I think the first time I saw them was back in the day we used to do the car toys, like tent sale.
Yeah.
And they were performing out there at South Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are great. So shout out to Kyle and the rest of the crew. And yeah, we'll be partying with them on Saturday night. So if you live anywhere near the Tulalip Casino, come on out. We'll be in that Canoes Cabaret spot.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. You gonna go see Brian?
Brian.
Was it Brian our waiter?
That was Snoqualmie Casino.
Oh my God. I am so sorry. That is completely different.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Next thing you know, you're gonna be asking me about my girlfriend, not my wife. This is crazy, man.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, casinos. My bad.
I like that you apologize to the casinos.
Yeah.
Not Brian. Sorry, casinos. Because, you know, Tulalip and Snoqualmie, they listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, at least I got his name right.
Yeah, I was like, who the hell's Brian? And how about I'm thinking, dude, Brian Holmquist, that's EQC.
Right, right. HowlQuest is the other side.
What's up with Brian's and casinos?
They hang out there. And you're right. And I just nodded when you said that cabaret room. Like, yeah, all right.
Of course. We've been there. We have for listener parties. I don't know if you've ever come up for one of those, but BJ
and Tulalip?
Yeah, we used to do
you guys have done stuff there.
Like Meet the Rock Girl parties, quite a few of them there.
I don't know that I ever did.
Oh, if those stages could have eyes, they'd be very happy because they'd be looking up at all the rock girls.
I still love my favorite thing about Tulalip. Have you ever heard Patton Oswalt's comedy bit about people having the VIP hour and they put them in the nicest room ever and it's like ridiculous? And they like,
basically everybody gets so drunk because it's like double shots for this and that, that he does like half an hour. And he's like, do you want me to keep going? They're like, no, that's fine. And he's just like, they were so nice. But it's just, he has a whole bit. I'm not doing it justice, but it's hilarious.
No,
but
I heard that he did a whole bit on the Tulalip. I haven't watched it, though.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. But that's a huge part of it, too. Like, and it's a tribute to how nice their hotel is. He's like, man, they're paying me so much. This is the nicest hotel room I've ever been in.
Crap. So you think I should? I was debating if I should stay up the night and get crazy up there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. It's super nice, but it is.
It's a little spendy.
Yeah.
It's not like a drunken, I'm going to stay here kind of idea.
Negative. You know me. I love hotels. I don't mind shelling out a little. I've never stayed at that one.
It's that much money?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I mean, it's like a Vegas-style resort hotel.
Wow.
Yeah.
We talking more than 70 bucks a night? All right. Well, then, you know what? I'm not getting drunk. So don't even try and give me a drink. I'm driving home that night.
Well, you could stop at Seattle on your way and get drunk with me and sleep on my couch.
I could do that. That's a lot more beneficial or economical.
Yeah. And you meet my brother.
That's right. And that only will cost me 70 bucks a night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, to you meet your brother, not to stay at your place.
I was like, I'll cut the fee to 40 this time.
Awesome!
Most people don't know I charge Steve when he stays in my house.
It does. Clearly, you're not booked this weekend.
No. I put them up in the hotel.
All right, why don't we get some push-ups out of the way to get the heart rates and the blood pumping and the brain
functioning.
I went a little low-key on this one, honestly, because I was trying to find something at the last second, and this was the first thing that popped up, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. So let's get tent to this chill trap hip-hop beat.
All right.
Here we go.
We can bumble. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh.
Oh, my chest.
I've got to stop doing this. I got to stop lifting heavy on Wednesdays.
I hurt my elbow, I think wrestling. And I kind of like restrained it today. I was doing triceps and I was doing the one where you're lying on the bench and you like lean over and you kind of bend your arm and like start doing it that
way. Oh, yeah. Like right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
I miscalculated how much weight I can do in that situation. I went a little too hard.
You gotta be careful, those guys.
I bonked my head with the damn dumbbell.
Steve,
not too
using?
Hard. It wasn't that much, I thought. It was like 35 pounds.
Oh, my Lord. On that one?
Yeah, that was clearly too much.
I'm trying to think. I probably used like a 15, maybe a 20.
I worked my way to 15. I tried all the other ways.
I was like, I'm pretty sure I stay around a 15 on that guy.
20 was doable. But after what I did to my face, I was like, you know what? Let's tone it down, Steve. The elbow hurts. The face now hurts. And I'm already in a bad mood about my gym, but I'll tell you about that after we do our TED Talk.
All right.
I want to get your feedback on whether or not I should be mad.
All right.
TED Talks, starring D-Tech Smith.
Today, folks, confession from TED.
Uh-oh. Oh, do you need some inspirational music?
Yeah, give it some music, Steve. It's been a couple weeks.
It's been a couple of weeks. All right.
Now, this TED Talk's going to be personal. And I'd like to start
as opposed to all the other ones.
Yeah. Those are for everybody.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that it happens to everybody. And maybe it does. But the thing is, it happened to me. And I'm sure it's happened to you. What am I talking about? Setbacks. Look, I had a strong summer. Didn't end so strong. Had a surgery. Went to Burning Man. Fell a little off. Put like 5 pounds back on. It's all right.
Hey, you lost a few brain cells, though. So that all evens out.
So setbacks happen. So I'm just saying, like, I'm back in the gym, lifting hard again, getting the workouts in. So I'm just reminding people, like, you know, because the setback happens, you can sit there and go, all right, screw it. I'll gain 10 pounds back. Right. And then before you know it, you're back to where you started. So, you know, setbacks happen to everybody. We see them in sports. We see them in politics. We see actors. You know, you got to come back, fight back, stay strong, and just accept it. Setbacks happen.
I forget what fitness guy said this, but I love like some of these Instagram fitness guys because they do say some cool stuff. And shout out to our boy Matt Koch. Nutrition Made Fun. He does a great job on his Instagram, and I do enjoy that. So look up Nutrition Made Fun. But there's other ones as well. And one of the guys that I follow, that Jordan guy, Syed, he says it a lot. He's like, the only time you fail is when you stop getting back into it.
Yeah.
So you can add 10 pounds and that's okay, or have a bad meal, or go to Burning Man, and or you know, maybe eat a McFrosty. or McFlurry after band practice last night. I've heard that happens from time to time. But if you just keep going down that downward spiral, that's when you fail. But if you're like, you know what? I screwed up. It's not the end of the world. I could pick up, dust it off, and go back into the gym or get back on the stick with the diet or without whatever you're eating, and it's okay.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, man, like 2 or 3 weeks ago when I weighed in with my guy, I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, you know, kind of getting down. And he's like, dude, like, chill out. Right. You've done a lot of work. Like, these things happen.
Yeah, look at, dude, I mean, you showed me that picture of you rocking the kit for your new Pub League.
Oh, yeah.
You look great in it, man.
Oh, yeah. Thanks,
I mean,
man.
I mean, comparing to, like, you know, what, like last year?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have fit in that kit.
No, right? No, it was skin tight.
It would have been very uncomfortable. I had somebody ran into me at Migs Fest, and they would not. At first, I was like, dude, like, you don't have to be so nice to me. Because he kept saying, it's like, look at, man, like, you got some muscles going on. I'm like, you know, I mean, I'm like, okay, that's nice, but he would not let it go. And I'm like, at first I was like, okay, all right, like, you're just effing with me now. And he's like, no, I'm like legitimately like happy for you. I was like, all right, I got to take the compliment.
Yeah.
I got to stop with the, like, what is that? That body dysmorphia where you think you're in worse shape than you are.
But yeah, 100%.
Other people notice it when they don't see you for a while. I don't notice it because I see myself every day.
Right. That's the other thing too, right? Like, you see yourself every day, or like the people you work with see every day. Like, so you can't notice it. But right, when somebody hasn't seen you in a while, then it's like very noticeable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he started squeezing my pecs, and it was very awkward because it felt so good. No, I'm kidding. He didn't do that. All right. I want to get your opinion on something.
All right.
Speaking of going to the gym, you know, I go downstairs to the gym. It's really a love-hate relationship. All right. It's a hate-hate relationship. I hate being there. Mainly, I love working out, but I hate the gym. But it's free and it's in the building. So for me, I know I'm not going to stop on my way home at a gym. It just doesn't work. Like, by the time I get in my car, all bets are off. I'm going home. Right? So for me, it makes sense to stop at this gym. Well, they just, I get it. They're trying to make themselves more amenities and, you know, just like be better, right?
All right.
Well, they've now added speakers to the gym. Before, there was no speakers. There was some TVs, but there were no like nice speakers. Like, they got those Sonos speakers.
All right.
They're really nice sounding, but they're playing awful music at a really loud volume.
Phew.
And so my wife's giving me a hard time. My wife, she's like, you did not really do that. I emailed them.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was like, yo, can you lower the volume on the speakers?
What kind of bad music? I mean, is it up tempo? What are we dealing with? All right.
Like really bad pop music.
Yeah.
And it's so loud that even with my headphones on, I don't like to blast my ears out, but like I like to have some music going.
Yeah.
I still hear the bass. And if the music gets a little bit quiet, and I'm not even like, I have to jack it up now where it's like a little uncomfortably loud because it's so freaking distracting. I don't want to listen to this.
What'd they say?
Oh, I don't know if they've responded yet.
Oh, you emailed them today.
Yes, dude, the minute I got in there, I was livid. I was like, what is this crap?
I will say, I like speakers because I don't lift with headphones in.
Right.
But I don't know. The volume is one thing. Because like I feel like you're at the liberty of what they're playing. At least that's upbeat enough.
Yeah.
It's nothing weird.
Oh, it's weird to me.
But you're right. I'm trying to think of my gym. Like Osiris just plays music, but it's not like, I mean, they're not always my favorite songs, but there's just something to kind of listen to. But it's not that loud.
See, I don't mind if they have speakers going. I'm not saying don't have music playing, but like, let's pump it up, bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, I wrote, can you please lower the speaker in the gym? Or is there a way that we could do it? It's super loud and the music selection is not the best.
Oh, when did you get so old? I mean, Saturday, you were young. You were thriving.
You know I haven't gotten enough sleep. I'm working on 3 hours of sleep, Ted.
I'm sending
I did say thanks.
Sending an email.
What else am I supposed to do? It was that or rip the cord out of the wall. I've had it, Ted.
I don't know.
All right, so you're I've on the same team as my wife.
It's a gym.
That's great. You know, change is bad, man. Change is bad. Fine. Maybe it was a little unnecessary. Hopefully they didn't read it.
No. You know what, to be honest with you, I think the best thing we can hope is, like, lowering the volume is one thing, but what'd you say? And the music selection is not very good.
It wasn't the best.
It wasn't the best.
It wasn't even, like, good pop music. It was, like, the bands from, like, the 80s or 90s that never really
did you send it
successful.
From a work email?
No.
Oh, I was kind of hoping that on the bottom it'd be like, oh, the radio guy thinks our music selection sucks. Because our work emails have like our signature on them.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
No, but it does say Steve Miggs on my email.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, that's a good point. Son of a bitch. I don't care. Screw it.
Screw it.
That's just who I am. This is Steve Miggs.
Was there anybody else in there?
Yes.
See, I still haven't been to this gym.
Dude, when I go, it's not bad because there's like maybe, well, when I first got there, it was just me. And then by the time like I was about ready to leave, there was maybe three or four people total. It's like around noon, it sucks.
Yeah, I would say, I would think it's like 11:30 to 1:30 is just packed.
Yeah, like a little bit after 11:30, you start seeing it happen. And then, yeah, right at noon, it's just, okay, I need to get the hell out of it. I'm getting anxiety. Like just people, it's too small of a gym and there's too many people because it's free.
Yeah.
But 10 o'clock? Nobody.
Are people in there working out or are people in there just chit-chatting, like doing some treadmill nonsense?
Okay, well, the people that I see, there's one guy, he goes hard, but he grunts a lot, but that's fine. It's not Planet Fitness. I'm not going to ring the Lunkhead alarm or whatever it is that they do there.
Whoa, back up. I know Planet Fitness has weird rules. They have an alarm you can ring if somebody's grunting too much?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I have a buddy, Chris, who's a wrestler. He got kicked out. He got like told like you can't work out here anymore.
No,
because he was intimidating the other people at the gym. There's rules also on how much skin you can show in a tank top. Like,
oh, you can't have like the spaghetti straps.
The girls can't have the spaghetti straps. The guys can, of course. That's no problem. But yeah.
And I was thinking about the giant dudes that wear the little spaghetti straps.
Yeah, I have a buddy that wrestles in Vancouver. He calls it his douche shirt on purpose. He does it as part of his character. But like he's ripped and like it's barely any fabric anymore. It's just like a cut string with maybe a little bit of fabric that goes like finally becomes a tank top around his belly button. I'm like, what is even the point of that? He goes, I know. I said, jeez. Yeah, but apparently there's like a bell or an alarm that if someone's being too noisy, you can hit it and they get reprimanded. And they call it like the lunk alarm.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's weird.
Planet Fitness is always awkward to me. Because I get what they're trying to do, and I think that's great. There's a place for everybody to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't think I grunt very much, but I definitely breathe heavy. I mean, if you're lifting stuff.
Yeah, it says, what is the lunk alarm? The facility comes with a lunk alarm, a siren that supposedly will go off whenever somebody grunts too loudly or drops a heavy weight on the floor. But it's a moot point at Planet Fitness, according to one person, because they don't even have large weights.
Well, I do agree with that. I hate people that bang around the plates and stuff. Like, stop.
And also, I mean,
now, granted, if you're doing a deadlift, I get it. That's a quick tap.
But typically on some of those, they have those kind of floors for that, don't they?
Or you have the bumper plates.
Yes.
Right? The bumper plates are awesome. So I get that for deadlifts. But sometimes, mainly I just hate it when people are doing rows or something and they just let it slam. Like, come on, dude.
Oh, here we go. Here's a YouTube page. When Lunk at Planet Fitness.
You ready, bro? Let's get six of them, all right?
Six.
No, it's not.
No, there's no way.
Way. No, that's a bit.
Yeah, there's no way. They set off that giant fire alarm in there. Come on, get real.
I want to hear that again. That was awesome. He's got to take
You can't see me. Right, maybe that is what it sounds like.
No.
And they were just so over the top. By the way, he cursed in there.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even
I think
hear
when
it.
He threw the weight down, he said, F yeah.
Oh, okay. 2 minutes in, I have to figure that out. Oh, here we go. Planet Fitness employee explains lunk behavior.
Like a strong woman.
After the sad place.
After the sad place.
No idea.
Black and Blue, October 25th.
This is the family who wanted to connect
come on.
And find inspiration in new places.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Kenneth, employee at Planet Fitness.
Is that
and
real?
I'm here to show you what Planet Fitness is.
There's no way. I don't think there's real versions of this, Steve.
This is from Ken's Garage Gym. Kenneth explains, what will get you kicked out of Planet Fitness? No critics, no longs, no gymtimidation.
Different than other gyms. It's because we're not a gym.
because you can go there and feel like you're at a gym, but never actually be at a gym. Does that make any sense? It's a place where you're allowed to pick up the weights, but you're not actually allowed to work out.
They don't have a real one. I gotta say though, like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I lift more and I don't feel as intimidated anymore. But like, I haven't been to a massive gym in forever, but like my gym is small and there's some dudes that throw around heavy, heavy weights in there, but everybody's very nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's a weird, like, there is that weird divide. You have the people that are new to a gym that I think are a little on edge because they assume that the people that have been there for a while are going to be judgmental. Because unfortunately, there are some judgmental a-holes out there that really, you know, come on. Like,
I mean, there is.
I like when I see people that are in great shape around New Year's, they start talking. They're like, dude, instead of like mocking people for coming in and not staying for very long and giving people a hard time because they're new to the gym, how about you be welcoming and maybe help them out so that they don't decide to quit the gym because now they understand how to work out and how to use the machines as opposed to just leaving them out there to make a fool of themselves.
Yeah.
All right. I think I found one. This one says, making the lunk arm go off at Planet Fitness. I'm feeling good about this one.
Yo, everyone, welcome back to CG Vlog. Today we in Planet Fitness and we're going to make the lunk alarm go off.
Oh, jeez.
That's the actual alarm.
Are you kidding me?
Because those first two guys, they were messing around, but they were in a Planet Fitness.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I will say, that is loud grunting.
Yeah. Obviously, that guy's just being a douche for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, there's some people that like you could tell they're just trying to get that last set in. Like, there are times where I'm grunting and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be the grunting guy, but if I don't, I'm not getting this weight off of my chest.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm also spoiled as I haven't been to a big like 24-hour fitness or one of those in forever.
Yeah.
Where those people are going to congregate.
Then there is one guy at our gym. I don't understand how he ever sweats, but he's always soaking, right?
All right.
I think it might be maybe he goes on the treadmill and that gets a good sweat going, because the rest of the time that I see him, he's just sitting on all the machines playing on his phone. I've never seen him actually use the weights.
No kidding.
And he smells terrible.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's a very weird thing. And he takes the quickest showers. I know too much about this guy, but like he's on the same schedule as me.
Maybe he's just sweaty in general.
He could be. Maybe just like even just existing in a gym makes him sweat. But he stinks. And then he goes in the shower. I don't even think he puts soap on. Like he's in there for long enough to hit the water, and then the water's off, and then he's putting a towel on and he's getting out.
How do you feel about the warm-up sweater?
The warm-up sweater.
I'm a warm-up sweater.
I don't even, what do you mean?
Like, I just go through, like, my warm-up, and I already have, like, drip, go, like, it's dripping off my nose. I'm like, God damn it, I'm sweaty already.
I got a gym. See, I'm the other guy. I barely ever sweat at the gym.
Really?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm there for an hour, and I'm doing some cardio, but mostly I'm doing weights, but even on, like, I just barely get a sweat going.
Oh, I'm a sweaty bastard, but I run hot.
Lunk alarm.
Lunk alarm. We're going to get lunk alarm for this segment.
I know we are.
We are like that. We're the gym bros.
We're the gym bros. The gym bros and the lunk alarm.
The lunk alarm. Lunk alarm sounds like a good nickname for a very large man.
Cheryl and Gladys are just talking about the guy. And like, yo, turn on the lunk alarm. Look who's walking into this place.
Right? Or like, yeah. You don't want to be around here when lunk alarm gets here.
Yeah, yeah. He just makes everyone look tiny.
Yeah, I heard he's already on half a bottle of tequila.
Wouldn't that be fun to have like a lunk alarm for everything in life? Just whatever it is that bothers you, you just set off the lunk alarm.
I like to set it off for like tiny little things in bars.
Yes. Right?
And like, this is going to sound sexist, but like I've found often that women, like when they're sitting in a bar, will judge the crap out of other women coming in.
Uh-huh.
So I would like to have a lunk alarm for that.
Oh.
And then the woman coming in can just be like, I caught you, bitches. Cat fight.
Well, why don't we take a quick break? You know what I love is that I completely forgot there's a meeting going on right now. And we're already 10 minutes late for it.
Yeah.
I say F it. We don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, we're already committed to
this. Let's finish our break. By the time we finish our break, they'll finish their meeting and we'll be able to swoop in and get some free lunch.
Yeah. Nobody, unless they name check us.
Oh, man. What if the lunk alarm comes off here? Ted and Steve aren't here. All right. We'll be back.
Ted and Steve are gonna take a break, so go to the fridge, grab a nice, cold, adult soda, and get ready for more awesomeness. The MegaCast will be back.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, don't you? Sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. What do? Drink a cup of coffee? Drink a soda? Well, now you can get rid of that 2:30 feeling for more than 3 weeks with new 500 Hour Energy.
Ooh, awesome!
500 Hour Energy has the caffeine of 3 cups of strong coffee and the sugar of 10 dozen donuts. So not only will you have the energy to get through your workday, you'll have enough energy to go without sleeping for weeks.
No, honey, just come to bed.
I'm not tired. I'm going to do the dishes and I'm going to paint the living room.
Hey, who needs sleep anyway?
The flies! The flies! They're all over me!
500 Hour Energy. Non-stop energy now. No 2:30 feeling for over 3 weeks.
Look at all the pretty colors.
500 Hour Energy.
Ted and Steve just spray tanned each other and are ready to go. The Mega Cast is back.
There we go. Sorry.
Man, I had something else to ask you. I forgot. You're talking about lunk alarms?
Yeah.
I'll get back to it. It was a good topic, Steve.
Oh.
It was a good topic.
All right. Well, we had a great time at Migs Fest. Thanks for all the Mega family. We saw a couple Mega Cash shirts.
Correct.
Saw one.
Saw one.
That, to me, it's a couple. I was seeing double at that point, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the normal crew made it out.
Mm-hmm.
Cheyenne made it out. He was going to
Cheyenne Longfox.
Yeah, going to make a catch a flight after he left there.
He had to leave during Bruiser Brody's set to get to the airport, which I thought was just crazy. He flew in just for Migs Fest, just to make an appearance. He also like enjoyed some of Seattle as well, but I thought that was really cool, man. That guy's a good dude. So shout out to Cheyenne. Shout out to everybody that came out and hung out with us. And shout out to Stephen Perkins, man. Big rock star, drummer of Jane's Addiction. Didn't care. Hanging out on the bus with the boys.
Oh, yeah. Super nice.
He was with us pretty much till the end.
Yeah.
That was surreal for me. As a guy who grew up being a huge Jane's Addiction fan, you know, I had to keep it internal. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm hanging out and partying with one of my all-time favorite drummers. Like, I put him on my Mount Rushmore of drummers. Like, he's that awesome to me.
That's awesome.
That being said, I got so wasted that I didn't see a single song of theirs. Ted and I were on the bus the entire time drinking.
I think for part of it, when they were playing, we were in the green room taking pictures with each other.
Yes, we were. We haven't posted that picture yet.
That's a gangster picture.
We took a picture where we want to look hard as F.
Yeah.
And it's like, we were having the time of our lives. It does not look that way in this picture.
It's also funny because like the picture, you got to imagine, as soon as that picture's taken of us trying to look tough, like people burst into the room and just like, what's going on?
Right, right. Hey! Like, it worked out great. We put the timer on, set it on a chair, and then just looked hard.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to strategically place my microphone in with my stand. The way this studio is set up, our main boss that's holding the meeting right now has a direct line of sight to me.
Is he standing there giving the meeting right
now? Yes. And he's like, oh, he keeps leaning over. I can't get any further, Ted.
I don't think you should hide it, Steve. We're podcasting.
Ted, I might have to go under the desk. That'd be funny if I'm like... Here we go, Ted. I'm going to do a podcast from here. It doesn't sound any different for anyone that's listening.
Dude, I really think it's the same meeting.
I'm hiding.
They're just talking about quarterly stuff.
I know, Ted, but I don't want to get in trouble. What if he says, hey, what'd you think about what I said in the meeting? I'd be like, ah, sorry.
Well, I feel like with both of us, though, it's good.
Yeah.
You're making me nervous now.
Well, you're fine. You're out of the line of sight.
Yeah, I am, aren't I?
Yeah. You want to switch places? That was the main things I wanted to hit on, was just thanking people for coming out to Migs Fest, man. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was a great time. And I was dragging butt getting to Pub League the next day.
Any goals?
No goals. Had an assist in the first game, and then we drew in the second game.
Nice.
So often the second game ends up in a draw.
I think whenever you get an assist, they need to set up the lunk alarm.
The lunk alarm?
Yes. Donkeys, they played their first game. Do you remember being on the bus and they were sending us videos?
Sorta.
I didn't remember until I went to my phone.
I mean, I remember us sending one back.
The one we sent back was
awful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I would play, but it's curses, and I don't feel like editing more and more stuff.
Good. How do we send that to them?
Via video.
But just in a text message.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, let's not play it, Steve.
Okay. We played it on the Migscast.
Oh, great. I was like, why would we make that public? He's like, I already played it.
Dude, I want you to just to hear how wasted we are. It actually is pretty funny. I'll bleep it. Whatever. I got nothing better to do today. I'm not going to see live Bush and Our Lady Peace tonight.
Or a meeting.
Yeah, that too. I was going to go because I figured Bush, okay, if you were going to put together a band, right, the lineup, so it's Bush, Our Lady Peace, and Live playing at the Showwear Center tonight.
All right.
Who do you think of those three bands? Well, Our Lady Peace, of course, is going to be the opener. So who do you think of the two bands would be the band that's going to headline tonight?
I mean, I would think Bush, but I would also think for that tour, depending on where you go, you could alternate.
Yeah.
Right? Because on the East Coast, Live might be bigger.
Well, here's the problem. Apparently, Live is bigger everywhere they go. They're playing last on this tour.
Oh, no kidding.
Which sucks, because I've already seen Bush recently. I haven't seen Live in forever, so I figured, oh, babe, we'll go. We love Our Lady Peace, or I do. I just turned my wife on to them. She had no idea who they were, and was digging it. We'll go see Our Lady Peace, we'll watch Live, and then we'll bail, and we'll be home before like 9:30, 9:45, because it's close enough to our house. Live goes on last. They don't go on until 9:45.
No kidding.
And I'm like,
I just kind of assumed that Bush would have been the headliner.
That's what I figured too. And like, I want to see Bush. I got no problem with Bush, but I'd rather see Live.
Yeah. They're from York, PA.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
As they call it, a poop town, where they use the S
town.
Yeah. Great song.
It is a bad town.
Is it really?
Yeah. I had buddies that went to school there. We used to go up there and visit them. I mean, it's just gross.
Well, the song that they wrote about is not very complimentary.
No. But with that said, you know, it's home of the barbell, York.
Oh.
Like when you're putting on plates, you've probably seen it on there 1,000 times, but that's where they made them, was York,
really?
PA. That's why it says York on them.
Well, don't drop that barbell, otherwise the lung alarm
goes off.
So, Ted, here's what we sounded like that night.
All right.
Now, the person cursing in the back is Tess, who was the opening artist, Intisar, and a couple of friends were on the bus. And so you'll hear her. Do you remember she was like singing random songs for us while we were on the bus?
I do not. There's definitely parts that I lost.
Nicki Minaj. Oh. Black China's one.
Doing video?
Yeah, we're doing video.
Can they see us?
I don't know. Like, there's Ted right there.
I'm doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Coors
Light.
Singing about it.
Coors Light.
Holy shit. I'll get in on this. I'm drinking Coors Light. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Whiskey.
That's better than I thought it was going to be.
It is the most uneventful message.
Yeah, like Coors Light.
Whiskey. Shout out to Redemption Rye Whiskey.
That Redemption stuff's good, man.
Really good. I'm not even a whiskey guy, and I was drinking a lot of that.
Yeah, and technically it's a rye.
Okay, it said whiskey on it. What is the difference?
Well,
what are you doing?
Remember, I was trying to explain this Saturday, but I was so drunk it wasn't coming out right. Like, they're all kind of whiskeys, but like bourbon is specific kind of whiskey, and then rye, there's just something different they do to the whiskey that makes it a rye. I'm not positive. There was a couple conversations.
I got you like, take it into account. It's a rye. But yeah. I don't know what that means.
No, I don't. But there was like three conversations on that bus I started. And people were like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, I don't have the facts to back this up. Just trust me. I know this stuff. I don't know how I know it.
Ted's like Cliff Clavin from the Cheers days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I just watched a show on that bar.
What was it about?
So, no, it was just somebody went there drinking. And the Cheers bar is in Boston.
Yes.
But when they made the show...
But isn't it called something else?
Yeah, it was based off that bar, but it was called something else. And then they ended up building an exact replica of what Cheers bar looked like inside of there.
No way.
Yeah.
But so if you go to the Cheers bar in Boston, it's going to look like the TV show?
100%.
Okay, road trip.
Yeah, but it was, and that's the thing. Like, people were like they were like, well, is it not real? It's like, it's kind of in between because that bar had already existed, and Cheers was based off the look of that bar. They just went ahead and were like, all right, let's call it Cheers and put up the same exact pictures.
Wasn't like Coyote Ugly also kind of the same thing? It was like it was based off of a different bar that they called that, but now there are Coyote Uglies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know the other one, the greatest one, right?
I don't know.
Fridays.
No, I don't know anything about this.
So when you watch the movie Cocktail,
right?
Right. And you'll note, like, and they're
Tom
doing
Tom Cruise classic,
right? In that corner bar that he starts in with, what's it, Coughlin, like. Basically, and then when he's going to school, remember his whole idea is to have the corner pub or whatever be everywhere in America. And the teacher's like, you're an idiot. Nobody's going to care about that. But it's basically what they're explaining the story of TGI Fridays, because that's what Fridays was. It started like in New
Wait,
York.
So this was loosely based on a true story about Fridays?
Right. The love angles and everything is off. But like the part of the storyline where he's in college and trying to be like, no, this is what I want to do. Put the corner bar everywhere. That's like the neighborhood bar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's Fridays. And I'm pretty sure they might have filmed those original bar scenes in the original Fridays.
Really?
I'm not positive on that part, but I know that's a huge part of the storyline.
I never knew that.
Yeah, man.
Now I want Fridays.
Well, it's the state of Washington. We can't get it.
I know. Dude, that sucks.
Yeah, I know. You can't get Fridays. We started running commercials for Chili's. I'm like, well, where the hell am I going to get Chili's?
We had Chili's for a minute.
We used to have Fridays.
Yeah. We used to have Dunkin' Donuts, man. Seattle's changed.
There used to be donuts, Dunkin' here, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In the U District. Back when I lived in Wallingford, I would always drive to the U District and get Dunkin' Donuts. It was open like 24 hours. And let me tell you, you would see some of the most interesting characters at the U District Dunkin' Donuts at like 2 in the morning.
Man, the Ave is strange.
Yeah, I haven't been to the Ave in so long. I used to love going to the Ave. Wing Dome, some cool bars were over there, some good food. I don't even know what it's like anymore. The last time I've been to the Ave was to go see someone at Doug Benson at the Neptune, and I barely stepped foot on the Ave.
Right, that's the thing. Like, if I'm over there in the U District, I'm generally at the Neptune watching a show.
Right.
But yeah, somebody dropped, we were switching cars there, and it was like midnight we were on the Ave, and I was like, oh. Like, I usually don't care, but I was like, this is bad.
Is it sketch?
Yeah.
Damn. It was like, kind of sketch back then.
Like, to the point of, like, I was walking with my buddy, and I was a little drunker than he was, and I was like, hey, man, walk with me here for a second while I'm going up to this Uber.
Really?
Yeah, I was that, like, kind of on guard of, like, I don't want to look like mugger bait.
You have to set the lunk alarm off.
Set the lunk alarm, I know.
That's absolutely right. Damn, I didn't know that about Fridays. That's too funny.
Yeah, man, it's funny how a lot of it, those, like, those random stories are in there.
Yeah.
That's how, yeah. I was going to say, I wonder about The Natural. Was there a real Roy Hobbs?
They need to like put out like some kind of like a website, like things that there probably is one. I just don't know what it's called. Oops.
Yeah.
True stories about things that we didn't realize were based on anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we could also just Google these movies and how they started.
Yeah. I guess we could do the work.
Doing the work has never been our favorite thing.
Did you see the dude on Wheel of Fortune?
No, I haven't heard it. Somebody sent it to me. I have not seen it. I have not heard it.
Oh, dude, it's so awesome. I mean, right. Obviously kidding, but the guy's sense of humor is great. Picture a dude that looks like he's like the ultimate Slayer fan.
I've seen the still of him, so okay. I know what the dude looks like. Like long goatee,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he looks like he's a mastodon or something like that. Like, he's got the big, long-ass goatee that's graying, so it's not 100% gray, but it's like, he's like probably in his 40s. Looks like a rocker dude. Pat's like, hey, man, tell me a little about yourself. And this is what he has to say.
Hello, Blair.
Hello.
Blair Davis, Cardiff, California. Own the trucking business, it says here.
Small trucking business in San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years.
Oh.
He says it's so deadpan. And it continues.
To an old battle axe named Kim.
And now he talks about his stepkids.
She cursed my life with 3 stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have 1 rotten grandson.
Yay! No wonder you came here. You just wanted to get away from everybody. I know you're being facetious.
Absolutely. I love them like nobody's business.
I'll bet you do.
He's so deadpan that it's almost believable until he says rotten grandson.
It's so awkward at first. And there's so many people on Twitter like, this is the darkest contestant ever on Wheel of Fortune.
Man, good for him. I'm glad they kept it in the show.
Yeah, it's super great.
Yeah, but you're right. That is very believable until he rips on the grandson. They're like, all right.
A rotten grandkid.
A rotten grandkid.
Like, how old is this grandkid that is so rotten?
Yeah, like you don't hear grandparents say that. Parents will say that about children.
Yeah.
But grandparents are it's much easier.
What if he wasn't joking? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I love him like nobody's business. But miserable. Pat, help me.
Yeah, it's a small trucking company. Pat, I need this money.
Right. I need a million.
Can you not tax it either?
It's under the table.
I need this right now.
Right, right. I'll give you a cut. Just don't even give me, don't file the taxes. All right, man. I think we should go. How are we doing on that meet? Are you still talking? What do we do?
I don't know. I had no worries about this. You have completely scared me now, Steve. I'm scared to leave the room.
him too. I feel like we're locked in here.
What if it's like something real serious this time?
What if they're like changing formats? What if we've lost our job, Ted?
Yeah, I guess they wouldn't have told us we needed to be there specifically.
Right. They're not going to be like, hey, guys, I need you in there. We're letting you all go, and we want you to be there for this announcement. They wouldn't just fire us in a meeting.
No. And I haven't seen the head of HR.
That's always good. That's like the Undertaker walking around.
Yeah.
The Grim Reaper.
Right?
Yeah.
When your time's been called. All right, so now what do we do when we end this? Like, I assume they'd be over by the time we were done.
That's what I figured, man. They're going on for a long time. Is this going to be an extended version of the Megacast that we don't finish until they're finished? I wasn't prepped for this.
I don't know. Can we walk into the back of the meeting?
Oh, we'll be so noticed.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, we have to just stay in here.
We could stop recording and just leave the light on and just talk.
That's a good point.
Right? Don't do that. Because I don't know if this is any good for it. It's like, these guys are just stalling. They don't want to go to that meeting.
Terrible podcast.
Right? Oh, it was great. They talked about lifting for half an hour. Yeah. And then the next half an hour was them just being scared.
I could play you audio of a wrestler that I really been digging recently. Have you heard of Ricky Starks?
I have not.
So NWA's back. It's on YouTube. It's like the old school promotion, and they're filming it and making it look like it's back in the 80s. Like they do it in a TV studio, not in an arena or a
NWA
venue.
Like
National Wrestling Alliance, like Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes.
All right.
It's owned by Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins.
No,
I'm not kidding. He bought the rights to the name and bought the rights to the old school Ric Flair. You remember the 10 pounds of gold championship belt?
All right.
And had no like TV deals, no nothing. He just and everyone was laughing at him. They're like, dude, what are you wasting your money on this? And over the past few years, he's slowly but surely kind of legitimized the NWA. He's like had them be part of other promotions, but, you know, basically building the name back up and giving credibility to it. They do this great YouTube series called 10 Pounds of Gold that's really made like their champion Nick Aldis look like a super champion. Like he's got like this like regal vibe to him, right? So now they're finally on YouTube because they wanted to do it their way and they weren't finding any TV networks that were going to let them have 100% control of how they were going to present this show. So it's like you went back in time. The music's like, I think it's like Dokken that's playing as their intro music. All the graphics, the way that the TV, the setup looks, it's all straight out of like the late 70s, early 80s. So it's got like this weird vintage vibe, but with current wrestlers. Like Colt Cabana is a part of it. Eli Drake. And there's this new guy, Ricky Starks, who's wrestled at the Five before.
All right.
He goes by the nickname Stroke Daddy.
Stroke Daddy.
He finally did a promo, and it was like reminiscent of Dusty Rhodes, this guy. His charm is unbelievable. I don't know. Maybe you won't find it as entertaining as me, but we've got some time to kill since that meeting is going on. So I figured I'd play it for you and give you a little bit of a taste of Stroke Daddy himself, Ricky Starks. At NWA this past week. It's on YouTube. It's called NWA Power with 3 R's. Find it on YouTube.
Here's the thing. Men call me Absolute Ricky Starks. The ladies call me Stroke Daddy. And I know everybody out there is watching. They say, man, Ricky, you're real attractive. You're really sexy. And I know that you, Marquez, between you and I know that you wish you could be like me. And even though you can't, that's okay. I won't judge you any differently. Because God didn't have a lot of beauty left over when he was done with me. So I can't blame you if you look like this or if you look like the cameraman. Ricky still got love for you either way. I eat this business and I sleep this business. I am too blessed, so that's why I stay dressed from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And yeah, Ricky may act a little funny, but at the end of the day, I'm counting your money. All right?
Gentlemen, this is Ricky Starks.
It's Ricky Starks. Too blessed.
Too blessed.
I just like his nickname is Stroke Daddy.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
It sounds dirty, but...
Do I Google it?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be somehow sexual. We made it, Steve.
We did it?
I think so. Look over there. I think people are moving.
It is Urban Dictionary Stroke Daddy.
What's it say?
F-boy wanting to be daddy.
Oh, all right. By the way, as long as we're taking all this time, how about those Nats?
Yo, congratulations.
That's
baseball.
Yeah.
They're the only team that's never made it to the World Series.
Correct.
I'm rooting for the Nats, man.
So am I. I'm a little worried about that layoff.
Yeah.
Because they're so on fire right now. And now they swept them. So they're going to have days to kind of sit.
Astros Yankees right now, 2 games to 1. Most likely the game that's supposed to happen right now is postponed because of rain, so it's only going to push this back even further.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I heard like weather reports earlier this morning were saying that there's a very good chance that today's American League Championship Series is going to be postponed.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, but that's pretty exciting.
It's awesome, man. Yep. Also, I just want to say, for the best part of it, is that the Capitals won the Stanley Cup 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'll even talk
about... Ovechkin's still partying.
Right. The Mystics just won the WNBA championship, and the Nationals are in the World Series. The point is, Dan Snyder, you have ruined the Redskins. Nobody cares. I am laughing my ass off. That whole town, nobody cares about them anymore. I have a few diehard friends when I went to my reunion, but I'm like, screw them.
Dude, it's so funny.
Like, the hell with them.
Yeah, and I feel like that same sentiment is now being directed towards the Mariners because of the Nationals as well.
Oh, yeah.
I just read an article where it's just like, and everybody's just like, this is on you, management.
Well, Seattle's got the same issue, right? Like, the Seahawks consistently, I mean, almost since I've been here, are good.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they had the Jim Zorn year that was like 8-8 or something, but then Pete Carroll showed...
The Jim Mora year was pretty bad.
Right, because right after the Walrus left, there was a couple.
Yeah, Mora did not do very well.
And Jim Zorn coached at DC. He didn't coach here, my bad.
He was a quarterback coach.
He was a quarterback.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I'm saying for the most part, the Seahawks have done well. They've been to two Super Bowls. They've won one. The Sounders showed up. They've won a championship.
Yep.
I know the Storm won like back to back or three of them or some ass. Does he need to get in here?
Yeah, come on in.
Come on in.
Fine. Ladies and gentlemen. Matt McAllister walking in on the MegaCast.
Award winner.
Award winner. Oh, CMT award winner. I know we're not Carrie Underwood, but we want to congratulate you on winning the CMT Best Radio Guy Ever award. Oh, wait.
We'll give him a mic.
Oh, wait, one of these mics will go on. Yeah. There we go.
And we're in their studio. I
know we are. We're using your studio.
Listen, Steve, Ted, it's a big honor. I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank all the little people like yourselves for getting me here.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't mean to correct you because it's your show.
CMA. Yes.
And it's best radio person ever in the history of the world.
My
God. So just a little
I forgot
short
the world part.
Yeah. Anyway.
The world.
Listen.
World.
If we're being honest, we all know that the wolf, we're all chasing you guys every single day. So it's a nice step, but it's like a little baby step in a big river. You know
we
what I mean?
We were joking. We're like, because legitimately, you were surprised by Carrie Underwood on your show. If you go to the Wolf's Facebook page, the video is there. And the video is like, I was even telling Emily, it was like, man, the pure emotion that you guys had was, it got me. Like,
oh,
I was
yeah.
Like, you know,
well,
you can feel that.
See, I'm weird. Like, it takes me a while to process something when it's happening that, you know, that significant.
So when it's live, that's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, she started bawling right away. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what to say or do. Or, you know, when a woman starts crying, you don't know what to do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That was live on the air.
I know that very well. I usually just say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just leave and go get McDonald's. I'll be back, babe.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, when you're a finalist for this award, because I did win it one time before, but if I'm being honest, I can't even remember who called to tell us because it wasn't that big. It's normally like somebody who's up for best new artist that year.
Yeah.
So it's a C-list maybe. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, I had nothing better to do, so I'm calling. And then she's like, hey, it's Carrie. And we're like, Carrie freaking Underwood? Like, why? What's wrong? What's your problem?
Well, there's a part also in the video that I thought was really cool because you're like, you don't understand the backstory. And then there was even an article in Arizona about, I mean, it's really truly like a redemption story for you, which I thought was really cool.
It felt pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I mean, you guys know this business. And for a lot of people, who depending on what you do for a living, like, you know, you can get kicked in the like hard. Mm-hmm. So I got fired 4 days before Christmas with a 2-month-old baby at home. And Steve, you're about to have one of those, and they're expensive. And I had just
signed...
It's
going to be Christmas. So thanks.
Yeah, and I had just signed a 5-year deal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so I was
just did that too.
I'm like, honey, we're good. Like, we have nothing to worry about. Life is good. It's a Friday. I get a call. I'm like actually heading out the door to an event. My boss like, hey, can you step in the green room for a minute? I'm like, sure. I see the HR person. I'm like,
oh, we were just talking about
the Grim Reaper.
I'm like, oh, hey, Kim, what? Oh, I know what's happening right now. We're going in a different direction. And I'm like, okay, does that direction not include me? They're like, yep. So that was it, man. And then it was like the holidays with your family trying to be happy, but meanwhile you're freaking out
because
you don't have a gig. So yeah, it was tough, man. I got an opportunity here in Seattle. Intercom has been so good, and like to It's not about like resentment and getting even and all that, but just redemption. To be able to like feel like, okay, man, I got like kicked down as hard as I could, but maybe I am kind of okay at this job because I got back to here. So
yeah, you always hear those stories, but I always think that wouldn't happen to me. Like I'd be the one that where like it would just continue to spiral down and worse and worse and worse. But you hear those stories when like something bad happens to someone, like losing a job,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden things fall forward and things get better.
You know, let me offer this for anybody listening. Because today is National Bosses Day. Or I don't know when this is actually going to play, but today. It's National Bosses Day. Okay. Even if you don't like your boss, and even if he's a real jerk, he or she, fake it. You know what? Because you're never as valuable as you think. Play the game. Be a team player. Be a cool dude in the hall. You know, do what you got to do. And if the situation's not like you like, well, then go find another job like on the fly. Don't be outwardly aggressive. Not aggressive, but don't voice your discontent.
Don't be that downer.
You're talking about Antonio Brown. We get it.
Yeah, of course. Not me.
I mean, he's a prime example.
Exactly. Like sometimes ego is the worst thing in the world, especially for a male. Like it just trips you up.
Yeah, you don't want to be that cancer in the hallways.
And I'm not saying that I should have been fired, but I'm saying looking back on it now, what I was getting paid, the position I was in, and how happy my family was, I should have played that one a little smarter.
I got you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had time to reflect and learn on that. Like, I could have handled it better. Did I deserve what I got? No. But I learned a lesson.
Now, we usually do TED Talks on our podcast. I think we now need Matt Talks.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, life's a good teacher, you know?
That's the old gangster stuff, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you got to worry about the person that you know doesn't like you. You got to worry about that person that's smiling and being nice to you.
Keep your enemies close. Or no, it's friends close, enemies closer. That's what it is. Yeah. For sure. But no, man, thank you. I appreciate that. It was like, we're still kind of freaking out about it. So it's cool, though. When you go, the cool thing about country music is that like they treat you actually like you're important. You know, not like you're
James Hetfield wouldn't call a rock station saying congratulations on best rock show.
Well, and
which is unfortunate.
And I love rock music, but the thing is, like, and I worked in rock for a while. Mm-hmm. It's like rock music was founded, as you guys well know, in that like FU mentality, F the man, anti-establishment, whatever. So they're not really like loving radio because we're part of the system, but country people are, and so it's cool. Anyway, the point is, when you go, they make you feel like you're kind of a part of the night, and you sit in like the third row at the CMAs. And I was there when Timberlake and Chris Stapleton did that duet together.
Yeah,
the last time we won, and my wife and I were in literally, I think, the fourth row, like next to Jason Aldean and next to the Carrie Underwoods, and we're like, why are we here? Like,
that's so cool.
I'm a radio dork. This is so.
We're boycotting JT right now.
Oh, why?
Because he canceled on us twice.
Like the first time he canceled because of his own throat, and he postponed it. And then the snow, he just said, you guys are out of luck.
My wife as well. Done with him.
Yeah, really?
Until he comes back.
It takes a lot for a woman to give up JT.
That's her guy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was... When was the show supposed to be?
Last winter.
It was supposed to be originally last November.
Okay, so I remember that. It was the Tacoma Dome thing, right?
Yeah, like, so they canceled one because of his throat, and then they canceled again because of the weather.
He's got something against Tacoma.
Clearly.
He does not want to play. The new bathrooms. He's hating Tacoma.
Yeah, wait till he sees Everett.
So when do you guys fly out?
We fly out. It's a quick hit. So we leave Tuesday after the show. We're going to do the show from there Wednesday morning and the awards. This is the November 13th and then fly back Thursday.
Awesome.
All right. Just, you know, in and out, baby.
And where's it at? Nashville?
In Nashville.
Nice.
Which is cool because the ACM, so it kind of goes like CMA is kind of like the big. Yep. Then the ACMs are second. And then you got like CMT, maybe Fox has one, but so they still, those guys still wear like tuxedos to the CMAs, you know, like it were the Emmys, the Grammys,
right.
But it's in Nashville and it's at the Bridgestone Arena, so it's just all like right down there in the heart of Nashville, and it's a fun trip, man.
That's awesome,
it's
dude.
Fun.
Congrats,
and
man,
after parties,
rad.
And yeah, it's
after
a good,
parties.
There's no sleep till Brooklyn.
Hey, if you're happen to have an adult beverage and you're roaming around, you get hungry, Daddy's Dogs in Nashville. My buddy runs a couple hot dog stands.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That just sounds good. I don't know why, but that just sounds good. They know how to eat in the South, man.
Oh, yeah. And he brought like the Seattle dog down there.
Oh, yeah. The BBQ.
Nice.
He's started out with a couple food trucks, and now he has a couple permanent spots.
Damn.
Daddy's all right, dogs. Daddy's dogs. Daddy's dogs. Raunchy
2 a.m.,
well.
Dude. I'm going to be texting you like, your wife's won.
Just have Joe hit me up.
Yeah. All right. I will.
your wife's going to be like, he got drunk and just started demanding daddy's dog. I didn't know what that meant.
I thought I knew, but then it was food. All right. So you guys.
Damn awards. All right,
thank you.
Thank you, brother. Congratulations, my friend.
Thanks again. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. We should wrap things up.
Yeah, this is the longest one we've done.
How is that funny? Like around 30 minutes, we're like, let's stall. And then we had a fun little chat with Matt.
Yeah. And look, synergy. We got all that. We got, right? We just need to get, who else do we need to get in here? Delilah. We got to have Delilah in.
Yes.
Or no, we got to have somebody from the end in.
Gregor.
Gregor, yeah.
Gregor or Walter.
I don't know Walt very well.
I don't know him either. Maybe this is our way to meet people at work.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, we're too awkward to talk to in the hallways. So come on our podcast and talk to us when the microphones are on.
I started worrying there. I'm like, I think I'm pretty nice in the hallways.
Yeah, I don't know if he was talking about me. I mean, sometimes I'm tired.
No, I like how he brought it back to himself. Like, I should have been nicer when I was down there. Like, oh, okay.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Also, shout out to your dude, Cobb. Cobb's Popcorn.
Oh,
my
dude
as well. Guilt-free popcorn. Pike Place Market. The brown sugar.
The brown sugar popcorn is the best.
If you want.
Brown butter. Right.
Brown butter popcorn. It's insanely good.
Yeah.
Ted brought me in a bag, and it's amazing. So shout out to our new sponsor, Cobb's Popcorn, for today. All right, follow us on Twitter.
At the MegaCast.
I'm drained, dude.
At the MegaCast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
Peace.
You said peace, and I had nothing to say, so I just flashed the deuces, but I didn't say anything. And this is on the audio. What is... Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.